today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is today's special coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Today's topic is Al-Quds Day 2020 Online Rally.
القدس تنادينا القدس تنادينا القدس تنادينا
قدس تنادي قدس تنادي قدس تنادينا.
Today, Friday, is the 28th of Ramadan, 1441 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Khordad, 1399 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of May, 2020 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment of today's special by recitation of verse 103 of chapter Al-Imran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون.
And hold firmly to the rope of Allah altogether, and do not become divided. And remember the favor of Allah upon you, when you were enemies and He brought your hearts together and you became, by His favor, brothers. And you were on the edge of a pit of the fire and He saved you from it. Thus does Allah make clear to you His verses, that you may be guided.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, the ultimate subject, which is the problem of unity and standing against any separation, is referred to. The opinions are divided among the commentators as to the meaning of the term Hablullah, that means the cord of Allah. And in Islamic literature, there are also varieties of narrations about it, but there is no difference in the basic meaning of them. Because the purpose of the cord of Allah is any means of connection with the pure essence of Allah, whether it be the Quran, the Prophet, or his progeny, Ahlul Bayt.
Oh,
Al-Quds Day 2020 online rally. Quds Day was launched by former Supreme Leader and founder of the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, and is held on the last Friday of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. Normally, marches are held across Iran on Quds Day, but this year it appears they might not take place as the country continues to suffer from the coronavirus outbreak. As the coronavirus rips through countries everywhere, nowhere is the disease likely to be more keenly felt than in Palestine, particularly in Gaza, where millions of people live cheek by jowl in one of the most densely populated places on earth. Their suffering is amplified by Israelis' weaponizations of Corona-19 to prevent the entry of much-needed medical equipment into Palestine and the passages of Palestinians across checkpoint to across healthcare in Israel or outside. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Quds Day has been very famous throughout the Muslim world because shortly after the victory of the 1979 Islamic Revolution of Iran, Imam Khomeini announced the last Friday of the month of Ramadan as the Quds Day. Initially, it was celebrated in Iran, but little by little, other Muslim nations came to consider and celebrate the Quds Day. And now we find that in almost all places in the world, wherever Muslims live, we find Muslim communities to be very much zealous to hold demonstrations or to hold commemorative sessions in honor of the occupied Palestine, and specifically in honor and in memory of Al-Quds, the central mosque of the city of Quds, in English Jerusalem, which is located in the occupied Palestine. Historically speaking, the city of Al-Quds belongs to the Islamic world, to the Muslim world, since 1947 or 1950. It has been occupied by the Jewish immigrants who migrated from chiefly European countries to the Middle East, and they occupied the land. Actually, this occupation has been one of the most sinister types of occupations that has occurred in the whole world. From this perspective, we find that Imam Khomeini's gesture of announcing the last Friday of each month of Ramadan every year as the Quds Day has contributed a lot and quite significantly to the revival of the memory of the Quds Day.
Quds Day 2020, share pro-Palestinian art and poetry. Dear believers, dear ladies and gentlemen, you can share your art and poetry through social media in whatever way you feel you can best help. Like this nice poetry by Narges Khan. Palestine, you teach the meaning of resistance, how to stay strong when facing the oppressor's insistence. Nobody but you understands the sacrifices you've made. Nobody but you knows the price that you've paid. They rewrote history to justify your elimination, to excuse the constant, barbaric or brutal suffocation. They said you never existed to make it acceptable to steal your land and inflict such terrible pain on your children and innocent population, hundreds of checkpoints enforcing segregation between Israelis and Arabs, exposing the hypocrisy of the Middle East so-called only democracy.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb.
In Ayatollah Khamenei's speeches, what is important is that the world of Islam should not forget about the issue of Palestine. America, the arrogant powers and constant superpowers of Zionists have forced Muslims to forget the issue of Palestine, but the Islamic Ummah and the Iranians should not allow the issue of Palestine to be forgotten. Commemorate Al-Quds Day, God's Day, and if world propaganda does not broadcast it, it does not matter. Those Palestinian prisoners feel strengthened by your sincere intention and determination and will resist. The prisoner behind the walls of the prisons at the occupied Palestine must not feel lonely to resist. Those men and women who are attacked by Zionist scum in alleys and streets of Jerusalem, Gaza Strip and other cities of the occupied Palestine need to feel that you support them to resist. Of course, governments have some duties as well.
Living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
We know that right now in the Muslim Ummah there's a lot of oppression happening. Lots of injustice, lots of bloodshed. And Imam Khomeini declared the last Friday of the month of Ramadan to be the day of the mustaz'afin, the day of the oppressed. Where on this day as a Muslim ummah we come together and we support oppressed and rise up against the oppressors. And right now the amount of dhulm happening in Palestine is probably at its peak as compared to anywhere else in the Muslim world or in the world in general. The news is in front of you, the facts and figures are in front of you. All of you are fully aware of what's happening in Palestine and Israel and how much blood is being shed of our own Muslim brothers and sisters in that part of the world. And here, being in the West, we have very limited access to what we can do. However, the limited amount that we can do, we should do. You know, Mawla Ali, when he left his last will to Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam, in Nahj al-Balagha, the first part of it, he says that my advice to you is to always remain on the path of taqwa. And then he says to be firm against the oppressor and be humble and be loving for the oppressors. And we want to make sure that we are able to understand this will of Mawla Ali saying that wherever you see injustice happening, to rise up against it. And support those who have no other choice but du'as, prayers, etc.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/en. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.